Well, the stalwarts remain at Not Tuesday, and Lucy Hewitt from Tech Fluff TV is starting to wrap up her evening. She's talking to a few people. I've got Phil glaring at me across the room, but I'm going to talk to Lucy. So how's it gone for you, Lucy? It's been great seeing you.
Yeah, it's been good. It's been quite hectic. I've had people lined up ready to do a little startup interview with me, which has been nice. I've spoken to lots of different people, some gamers, some game developers, events agency, web design agency, all sorts. So it's been nice to get a good kind of cross-section of the Knots tech scene.
Yeah, it's been really good for me especially, because although I've seen some lot of familiar faces, that you often just need that excuse to go round and tell people who you are. And today I've been going around asking people to come and talk to you. So is there anybody that's come over and talked to you that that's particularly stuck in your mind?
The guy from Simple... I'm sorry, the gaming guy.
Yeah, Alan.
Alan, there we go. Alan, the Irish gaming guy, yeah. Him. Sorry, Alan. You were very memorable.
I've got to find out his last name as well.
that was really interesting, because even though I'm into tech and social media and the web, I'm not really that into gaming. Not because I dislike it, it's just not one of those things that particularly grabs me. And so that was really interesting, getting insight into gaming. They particularly do social gaming, so kind of the gaming, not Farmville, but things like that, that are rolled out on Facebook. And that's just really interesting. And just finding out a bit about that and what he thinks is going to be big in gaming in 2011.
So one of the questions that I asked the presenter who did tonight's session, which I've asked a couple of times, is there's so much tech around. Whether you're a journalist or whether you're a creative or whether you're in business, there's certain platforms that you use all the time. So just to finish up, what are the three main platforms that you use, whether they're software or whether they're web presence? I mean, Rob used email as one of his.
Yeah.
What would you say are your three main platforms?
For me, my kind of profession to keep me going in my kind of job. Okay, well, I guess I'm a technology journalist, I would say Google Reader, keeping up to date, get RSS feeds from, well, as a journalist, it's all about information, keeping up to date with everything. So Google Reader for just getting a feed from the next web, from TechCrunch, from all of those, just in, and then starring what I think is interesting, and then going back to it and just looking through. And I also, can this be a half one? Delicious?
That's definitely
one. I've got other two, though. Do I only have one left, then?
No, you can have two more. You can have four if you like.
Okay, so I would say Google Reader and Delicious are really linked, inextricably linked for me.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Twitter, I know that's an obvious one, but I was surprised that Rob earlier didn't say that, because that's just an incredible tool. And software, I guess editing, because I'm a video journalist, so then editing software. Just a good kind of suite to edit some nice content. Because even though, like we were talking when we booed last week, how social media kind of changes the quality of content, because it's all about just getting it up quickly, content, rolling it out. Even though we like to get stuff up on Tech Fluff fairly quickly, I like to make it look, professional, because that's kind of my, it's what I do, so I like to make it look a bit better than someone just with a flip cam jerking around a room,
Well, if I don't get to talk to you again, thank you so much for coming to Nottingham. It's really lovely meeting
you. Really great.
And I hope I'm going to see you again in London.
Yeah, most definitely. Look forward to it, CJ. Mm-hmm.